You must be heard, you must be understood, and you must be pleased.
Greetings and welcome to episode 191 of the Radio Orphans Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you original, independent music from this great planet for your listening pleasure.
Here we go again. 191.
We are here for you.
Yeah, well, we got seven songs as usual again.
Seven songs uninterrupted.
Fabulous. Yeah, in an enhanced podcast format. So if you're listening in iTunes, now's a good time to make sure your browser is up and running, your artwork browser there.
Yeah.
So as you're listening, you'll see the pictures change and the links will be embedded within those. And
yeah, we scour the internet for the highest quality audio and visuals to go along with this podcast.
That's right.
And we're excited that we bring it to you. And we're not messing around with this opening song either.
No, we're not. And, you know, I got to mention, too, we got a submission coming up. You know,
that's right.
Going all over the place.
Hey, we sure do. Yeah. From Dustin Edge.
Dustin Edge contacted us at radioorphanspodcast at gmail.com. And
he sure did. That's really easy to do.
Super easy to do. We encourage all of you if you want to be on here.
Geez, now can we kick it off?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I suppose you're that excited. I'm excited, too.
A good
These
one.
Guys rock. It's the 75s and the song Stereo. Check it.
Yeah, killing time. sitting here just killing time.
Can't get rid of all these pictures in my head. Well, I can swear I saw them. Can't get rid of all these voices of the dead. Always thought that everything was possible back then.
Just let me catch my breath before we get down to it. Good afternoon, America. Welcome to Talk Back with Bob Larson. I'll be here for the next hour talking about what's on my mind and hearing from you about what's on your mind. Seated across from me, live in the studio today, is Mr. Boyd Rice. Mr. Rice is a Satanist, correct?
Absolutely. I'm a Satanist, a social Darwinist, a whole lot of other things.
You're an occult fascist?
Yeah.
You are a satanic neo-Nazi?
No, not precisely. We don't use fascist in the terms of it being political, just more to represent it being polar opposite of democracy. We see democracy as being basically the twin of Judeo-Christian values, and we see that they both reached this point of critical mass, and they're both falling apart. It's time to bring back more bestial values.
Bestial?
Yes,
animal.
Like the true part of man.
Man is an animal.
Man is absolutely an animal.
You walked into this building a little while ago. The first thing you saw when you got off the elevator was a cross.
Mm-hmm.
You've listened to me. You know where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
You don't start to... What do you feel like walking in here and sitting across on this floor? You, Mr. Satanist.
I think one of the reasons I enjoy your program is because I think you're an absolute Satanist, because you're making a living off these people who are weak and confused, and you're dominating them. And you're making a good time of it.
I am dominating weak and confused people?
Yes. Anton LaVey once said something very interesting. He said that P.T. Barnum said there's a sucker born every minute.
So my following is sucker?
No, he said with the population explosion, now it's probably more like 1,000 per minute. And I think they're all tuned into this show. You know, like the modern P.T. Barnum.
Are you a nice man?
I'm one of the nicest men you'll probably ever meet.
You?
Mm-hmm.
I would want my daughter to date you. I would want to walk down a dark alley with you following me.
Maybe yes, maybe no. I'm sure your daughter would have a good time with you.
Thank God I don't have a daughter. I wouldn't want to date you. You say anything that contributes to depopulating the earth is good. War is good. AIDS is good. Mass murder is good. Gang violence is good. Crack cocaine is good.
I didn't say crack cocaine is good. I said crack cocaine problem.
Well, you did say mass murder is good and AIDS is good.
Insofar as they depopulate the earth, I see humanity in its current state is like a pestilence. It's completely contrary to life on earth. Anything that thins it down, I think, is a good thing. There's too many people on the planet, and what they're doing to the planet is bringing about its death rattle.
We are back, and that was our experimental rocker, Boyd versus Bob, off our CD, Unclaimed Parade, and that also features one half of Clarity and the Brothers P, Mr. D-Rock, on the bass guitar.
That's right,
he
does.
He sat in the studio, came into Radio Orphan Studio A, and laid down those licks, those tasty licks on the bass.
He did lay down a tasty groove.
Yeah, and we were just talking about the tasty groove that this gal from Stereo.
That's right, the 75s, yeah.
The 75s, excuse me. The song Stereo.
Female fronted power.
And she plays the bass, right? I mean, that's...
It looks like that from in the photos. I didn't do a lot of investigation, per se, but I definitely will after checking them out, because it's a cool tune, for sure. They're
catchy rocker from St. Louis, Missouri.
That's right, out of St. Louis.
Wow.
And, from there we went into another rocker, female fronted vocals, too. Yeah, Bull Lee and the song Nothing to See Here.
That's right. That's some power punk out of none other than Hollywood, California.
Yeah, how about that? It does have that Hollywood kind of sound to it.
It does.
It rocks.
Yeah.
Good stuff there. Definitely want to check more of them out as well. Definitely follow through the links, you know. Hopefully you did that when you were listening in iTunes or when you were as you're listening to the podcast. But if not, you can always go to radioorphans.blogspot.com and all the links for everything are right there.
Yeah, and when you click on that link in your artwork browser in iTunes, it doesn't interrupt the music.
It just opens your browser window
and you go to their page. Hey, from California to Sweden, how about that, huh?
Yeah, across the pond there, the Plastic Pals and the song Let's Pretend This Isn't True.
Yeah, we kind of described that as...
like a lo-fi, down-tempo, acoustic tune out of Sweden there. Yeah,
I like that. I like that stuff. There's something honest about that.
There is, yeah.
In a way, it shines through. And It's good stuff.
Definitely. I enjoy that one a lot as well.
And we this next one. Wow.
That's right. Dustin Edge, he contacted us. We mentioned that earlier in the podcast. But yeah, he got a hold of us and we played his song Apartment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of a powerful melodic acoustic. You know,
another driving acoustic. Another one of those honest acoustic. But he's pounding on that.
He is. That's a wicked riff. It's cool. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah. He's out of the U.S. He doesn't. We couldn't figure out where he's from, but he did
plays
say
in
the
New
USA.
York. Yeah, he plays in New York a lot, but I had a hard time finding exactly where he's
right.
out of.
So we only go with the info that we can get.
We're for
him.
Sure he's
USA.
Out of, for sure he's out of the U.S. So, yeah. You know.
Follow through on the links.
Maybe you can tell us where he's from,
or maybe he'll let us know.
I'm sure he will.
Oh,
more than welcome to. But yes, we follow up from Dustin Edge with a Cav. Or KAV, I think it's Cav.
Yeah.
Out of the UK with the song Lizard King.
That's some melodic alternative rock if there ever was some.
Yeah, just, you know.
It's cool.
Yeah, good straight up straight up rock song, really, you know. Yeah.
Wonder if they're singing about the Lizard King, like the Lizard King.
Yeah, to
King.
Listen a little closer to that. Yeah, yeah. They mentioned them in the description, some psychedelic influences and stuff. So one would think, you know, when you think psychedelic, you think, you know, Pink Floyd and the Lizard King pretty much.
That's right. Wow.
Well, yeah, there it was. And after Cav, we went to VOMF is the name of the band and the song Everybody's Laughing.
Yeah, and those guys out of Michigan, they know how to do it.
They really do, and they nailed that one.
They got some of that influences from those Michigan. We could list a lot of bands. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you know, you know.
If you know. If not, wiki it or something.
Yeah, or listen. Listen to VOMF.
And listen to VOMF.
They'll school you on a bit of that.
Yeah, and it was we were checking out some of the stuff on their website, and they were saying how they like to keep the songs, all songs, under a minute and a half. That's kind of a neat philosophy musically. If you're an artist, to fit, you know, just to make yourself fit that idea.
Yeah, they got close with this one at 1:36.
Well, yeah,
so.
6 seconds over, but that's all right.
Yeah, we'll give it to them.
I'll give them 6 seconds.
Yeah, they're from Michigan. What the heck?
That's right.
And of course, we follow that up with Boyd versus Bob from your humble host, The Radio Orphans. And this concludes episode 191 of the Radio Orphans podcast. Intro to this podcast, courtesy of Clarity and the Brothers P. All the music you hear in this podcast is used with permission.
We thank you for listening.